This is Bob Wynn with A View from Here. I don't know about you, but I think I'm getting whiplash. You know, close down the economy. No, wait, let's have limited opening. Hold on, let's shut it all down again. Whoops, no, let's have a limited shutdown. What does all this prove to us? It proves that Governor Brown and her cohorts in Washington and California have absolutely no clue what to do about COVID-19. Not one single clue. They just wander around with knee-jerk reactions that they believe help them politically. I watched the governor's news conference last week, and to me it was the height of hypocrisy and, frankly, just slimy political theater. She went on and on about how terrible the virus is and how it's her responsibility to protect the people. Then she tried to explain how painful it was for her to make any shutdown decision and how she agonized over it because of the impact on Oregonians. What a bunch of poppycock. Bottom line, the governor, along with all public employees, have not suffered one iota of financial pain for the COVID-19 shutdowns. Nope. Their paycheck arrives each week as usual, their health insurance is paid for, and don't forget their retirement benefits. Plus, here's the topper. They'll try to keep it quiet, but you can bet that public employees will get a COLA, a cost of living increase this year, to their already guaranteed salary and benefits, while private industry and its employees basically go broke. Hey, if you're a public employee, good for you. You were in the right career at the right time to dodge the economic pain the rest of us have suffered through all year long. Let me give you an example of how pathetic our government really is. We have a transmitter site on Stuckle Mountain. Now, there's a public access road that runs from Hill Road all the way to the top of Stuckle Mountain. Anyone can drive on it free of charge because it's a public road. Free, that is, except for us. Since we have a transmitter on private land at the very top of the mountain, we're required to pay the BLM to drive up that same road that you can drive up for free. How much, you say? Well, about $1,160 a year, or about $100 a month. Now, that's bad enough, but this year we've been informed the BLM is going to increase the charge by 42%. You heard me right. In the midst of this pandemic, they're going to increase the fee to drive up that public road by 42%. Can you believe that? In the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, while private business and its employees are being slaughtered financially, the government plans to increase our fee by 42%. Now, isn't that just typical? And, of course, the local response will be, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. The decision is made in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., where the vast majority of the population works for the government. You know, the government where nobody has suffered the loss of a paycheck or the loss of health insurance or the loss of the retirement benefits. Yep, that government. America the free? Hardly. COVID-19 has given us a power structure for government that will never be overturned again. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from Here.